This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So according to Ryan Burr, Big Ten Network, he was on in Pittsburgh. I believe he's a Pittsburgh guy. He said he talked to people in Jacksonville. Ryan Burr used to be on ESPN too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I remember that name. Ryan Burr talked to people in Jacksonville, not just people like in the city. He talked to apparently members of the front office. And they said that they were offered a first and a second from the Steelers for Trevor Lawrence. And I said, well, people don't just offer up that information. You're trying to get a market started for your quarterback. Well, you could do better than Pittsburgh. I don't know. I don't know if they could afford him. Trevor Lawrence's contract is huge.
Right.
Good God, they renamed the stadium for him for a day. It happened to be the day that we were playing him.
You have Browns. To trade for the stadium, too?
I don't want their stadium.
Well, not the pool party?
They got that pool is going to suck in December.
You know how cold, or how nasty that pool is. I would just build our own new stadium. I don't need their pool. It's just a bacteria trap over there.
Oh, yeah.
They really need to do something. I don't want to see the bottom half of any of them people over there when they do the cut-in on CBS. I got to look up Trevor Lawrence's contract. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, and he does have a no-trade clause as well. Although, I think Trevor Lawrence is to the point where I think he would welcome a trade somewhere else.
Oh, he has a no-trade clause? He ain't gonna come here.
What if he was assured that
Miles
would stay? Yeah, that's the thing. What is staying there going
to
get him?
I don't know. Better weather. Gets to go to Europe all the time. That's fun.
Yeah, right.
You like traveling, so maybe he does too.
Yeah,
you get to go over to Europe. You get this. You're in better weather. They don't have a state income tax.
He just
wants to stay there in Jacksonville.
I wouldn't be surprised if he wants a reset.
I wouldn't be surprised if he wanted to reset either. He is due, I love the NFL, he's due $2 million this year.
Oh, nice.
He's due $2 million next year, $6 million the year after that, $11 million the year after that, and then he's due $50 million in 2029. There's a potential out there in 2029. However, against the cap, he cuts for $78.5 million in 2029 and $74 million in 2030. Who knows if any of us will even be around by those times.
Well, remember, we were being told that we could afford Kirk Cousins. And, you know, when his contract was, what his contract was before, you know, he just got flat out, released?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I can't do anything until
they're
March.
They're talking tough. They're saying that they could keep him and stuff like that. But obviously they're trying to create their own market as well. So if you could do better, say it did come down to the picks.
Yeah, but that's the thing. How could Jacksonville trade him with those cap hits in 29 and 30 that are $78 million, $74 million? Those are enormous. That's way bigger than even Deshaun Watson's.
Well, right now it's how does it work if you trade him it's $17 million debt. Does it all work out against you later on? So am I paying in 5 years, am I paying $74 million against the cap? I don't think that would be possible.
That's weird to see the contracts when they're
especially because
like
there's
this.
An out and there's a void year. So if you were trading for Trevor Lawrence, I'm to assume, and maybe I'm wrong, very well could be, that if you were to trade for Trevor Lawrence, whoever has him is probably, if he plays well, The out is in 2028. You're tearing up the contract and doing a new contract in 2028. That's a new contract with a new team. Let's go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Jesse in Alliance. Hello, Jesse.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. I've been listening all morning.
Thank you.
And it's not about the safer pick, okay? It's about the quickest rebuild. And we've been rebuilding for 26 years. So to the fans, I'm tired of rebuilding. And as far as the safer pick, we depend on Shedeur Sanders turning this franchise around. Do you guys really want to put the hands of the franchise in Shedeur Sanders the way that it is right now?
Out of the quarterbacks, that's a possibility for the draft. Well, I think that he's most prepared for it.
Wouldn't you say that for any quarterback?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Act like in any year?
I mean, yeah, but...
Like Jane Daniels, would you have really wanted, if you're Washington last year, to put the hands of your organization in that organization where they were in Jane Daniels? You would have said no.
No, but here's the thing. With Myles Garrett wanting this trade, he does give the Browns a lot of outs because we can get a lot of capital for Garrett. But like you said, Anthony, I think it was earlier this week, you want draft capital next year for Garrett. Okay, so if you trade down from 2, all right, and you get Carter or Graham at number 6, maybe pick up an extra pick this year from the Raiders, and then you get a first or second from them next year. Okay, now you're starting to rebuild. You take Howard or you take Jackson Dart, late second, third. If you have to trade up, do it. And then with the picks that you're going to get with Garrett, you trade next year's. You get Garrett picks next year and the year after. You can get a first, a third, and a first, especially from the Lions. And that, to me, is a quicker rebuild, and it is the safe choice if you want to go that way. But as far as rebuilding and safer picks and everything, I think if you're trading Garrett, he wants out of here. I mean, him going around this media tour kind of feels like when I was in high school and I got broke up by my girlfriend and I see her passing a note to some guy in study hall. You know what I mean? Like,
what was in the note?
He kind of broke.
Did you go try to fight him like Tristan Thompson at the end of the Toronto game last night?
No, my heart was broke. Kind of like Miles right now. Kind of like, we don't hate Miles for this.
That's a
good
turn.
Don't blame Miles for this, but it's kind of like, all right, fine. You want to trade, get him out of here. If we are rebuilding, let's get and then obviously you would have to sign a quarterback, a veteran quarterback. Yes, what do you call it? Ken, leftover potatoes or whatever with
pot roast, all that stuff.
Calls it Chinese food 2 days later.
So bring a free agent in here.
No, I like the Chinese food 2 days later.
Bring a free agent in here. Get Howard and Jackson Dart. Let them sit because you're going to punt on this year anyway if you trade Miles. I don't want to bring Shador Sanders in here if you're punting this year and then break his confidence. And then where are we at? We're step one. We have no extra picks.
Well, hold on just a damn minute. So wait a minute. So you wouldn't feel any bit better? Like, say they went after Trevor Lawrence. You wouldn't feel any bit better if they had Trevor Lawrence?
I would, but...
Okay, you would. So what if Miles was like, well, to hell with it. I still want out of here. I've made my bet and I want out of here. Well, then I guess that's Miles' fault. That's not... I mean, it's still our fault in the long run, but... If he's just going to not back down on his word, well, okay, we've done what we could. We've made two quarterback trades for you. Technically, now we've made a third. If you ain't healthy, well, then, you know, what the hell with it? Fine. We'll get to the highest bidder, and maybe we'll still be a competitive team.
I just don't think Trevor Lawrence is the answer either, to be completely honest.
Well, then you wouldn't feel any better. Then you wouldn't feel any – that's okay to admit.
Do you think –
no, sir.
Jesse, thank you for the call and for listening.
Do you think Miles – has told the Browns, I will only be traded to Philadelphia, Buffalo, Kansas City, like only teams
you can't
with
have
a great
quarterback. You can't have your cake and eat it too, man. But, does he have a no trade?
But
I don't believe he has a no trade. I don't know if he has a no trade.
No, the way he spoke, he knew that he didn't hold all
he
the
He didn't
power.
Have the cards.
Okay,
right.
Well then, I'm sorry.
I do wonder if he's just – or Washington now because they got Jaden Daniels.
Okay,
I wonder if
you can wish in one
saying.
Hand and you know what in the other. But if you don't have a no-trade clause, they're going to trade you to whoever offers the highest amount of return. Now, I think good teams are going to be able to offer you the highest amount.
True, but he in return can flat out tell those teams, I am not going to report there either.
Then
they're not going to trade for him, right?
Then, what else am I supposed to do? I'm trying to make this work for you. If you don't want to make it work, then yeah, I guess you're just going to have to retire.
Holy cow.
Well, what else am I supposed to... If you don't want to play football, then don't play football. I got to do what's best for my franchise. Again, I've already traded quarterbacks for you that you wanted at your behest. Now you're making me mad at him. He didn't say any of this stuff.
No. I'm just trying to get in his head about what he might try to do or what he might try to do behind the scenes.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.